Well, now to Chicago, where Rahm Emanuel has won a second term as mayor in that city's first ever runoff election. Emanuel has a reputation as being somewhat abrasive, but said he was humbled by the result after he failed to win an outright victory back in February.
And to all the voters, I want to thank you for putting me through my paces. I will be a better mayor because of that. I will carry your voices, your concerns, into the office of the mayor's office.
Emanuel speaking last night, but now to the hard part. He faces a nearly $2 billion budget deficit and a high-stakes teacher's contract that expires in June. Nyla Boodoo is host of the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Nyla.
Hi, Jeremy.
And he sounded like he was losing his voice there in that clip we just played. But is the second term Rahm Emanuel expected to be different than the first term Rahm Emanuel?
That's the question everyone is asking this morning, Jeremy. You know, there was an ad that ran right at the end of the campaign where Mayor Emanuel was talking about how Chicago could be a better city. And he ended by saying, and yeah, I hear you. So can I. And that's not surprising for a campaign ad. What was surprising was Mayor Emanuel's victory speech, which, as you said, and as we played, you just heard, really was a contrite acknowledgement of saying he wanted to do better. And he thanked everyone. He said, thank you for giving me a second chance, and offered a lot of olive branches. But he also said, in an era of hard choices, I can't promise everyone will be pleased with every decision. And the challenges that we face are really difficult, and they're not campaign talking points.
Well, what are the complaints about him?
I think that there have been the recurring complaints that we've heard have been around education. That was sort of one of the biggest issues in the campaign. All of the public schools that were closed was sort of the rallying cry for the Chicago Teachers Union. They were the ones who put forward Jesus Garcia. Of course, the Chicago Teachers Union, President Karen Lewis, probably could have beat Mayor Emanuel. But because of her illness, because of her brain tumor, she dropped out of the race. And Garcia was the candidate that was put forward for the Teachers Union. And that's one of the biggest issues around the city, education. What people always said about Mayor Emanuel and what he acknowledged last night that he feels like has to change is that he wasn't listening.
And people actually look at this as a national barometer of sorts for Democrats, because it did bring up these issues that you're talking about, education, but also more broadly, income inequality. And you had somebody challenging a Democrat from the left.
Right. Of course, in Chicago, this is a city of Democrats, right?
Right.
So it's really about the Democratic Party and the direction of the Democratic Party. And I think that's what Commissioner Garcia's campaign was making this a fight for, a proxy for saying, look, we're the progressives. We are the populists. We represent everyone, not just the 1%, which was a dig at Mayor Emanuel and all of the campaign contributions he's taken from the city's wealthiest residents. I think Mayor Emanuel always has his eyes on Washington and was also very cognizant of that last night, extending olive branches to everyone, saying, look, I am the mayor of neighborhoods. We can build bridges together. I want everyone to be listening.
So now the hard part, $2 billion budget deficit. How has he said he's going to handle that?
Right. So the city has an immediate deficit, an operating deficit, about $430 million. There's lots of things on the table here. He's talked about a casino. He's talked about going to Springfield, trying to get the state to chip in more for public teachers' pensions. There's another huge pension crisis looming for the city. So lots of work starting from today that really needs to happen to fix the city's fiscal state.
Well, and a pension crisis looming for the state. It's not clear that Springfield would have extra money
exactly
to give to Chicago.
Exactly. It's not really a good time to go to Springfield and say, hey, we need you to kick in more, when Illinois, of course, has its own fiscal crisis and its own pension situation to deal with.
Nyla Boodoo, host of the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago, which is a city that will continue to have Mayor Rahm Emanuel at the leadership position. Nyla, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.